The Mexican consulate in Los Angeles was the scene of a small protest today. The demonstrators are demanding answers from the Mexican government for the 43 missing students. But as Amanda Scurlock reports, there have been other countless kidnappings and disappearances.
A small group gathered downtown for a news conference to denounce the violence in their home country. The protesters say that they are in solidarity with the students and human rights workers who have been swept up in the escalating violence in Mexico. The protesters say they're outraged by the lack of reaction from the Mexican government to the disappearances. An emotional Nancy Cisneros described the night her brother, Javier, was taken by men dressed in police uniforms.
As they were taking him out of the house, he told my mom in Spanish, he said, "Mom, they're going to kill me."
Cisneros says the government did not fully investigate the disappearance and did not have the correct information on her brother. She says investigators claim not to know where her brother is. Other protesters echoed the theme of government negligence. Muffy Sundy, a member of the Freedom Socialist Party, was there to publicize the story of Nestora Salgado. Salgado is an indigenous activist who has dual citizenship in Mexico and the United States. She led a campaign to clean up her hometown, Olinala, in the state of Guerrero, Mexico. She's been in a Mexican prison since August of 2013.
So last August in 2013, she was arrested and charged with kidnapping and terrorism. Kidnapping was because she arrested a sheriff for stealing the things off of the body of a murdered farmer.
Protesters say they are outraged over the disillusion of Mexican society under the constant violence of brutal narco gangs. Amanda Scurlock, Annenberg Radio News.